Street, this is. Wasn't sure we were going to run into these guys here at training camp in San Antonio, but the Cowboys, just if you guys can give up your headsets.
Well, I don't want to give up my headset. I want to talk to them.
Well, unfortunately, we only have really room for me to sit here while these two guys come in.
Okay,
so.
Fine. I'll take off my headset.
Joining us now, as the Cowboys promised us a player and a member of the broadcast crew.
I'll put it on like that.
Are the Skinlonen brothers.
Hey.
It is Nick and Rick Skinlonen. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Musers.
And good morning, Rick.
Hi, Junior. Hi, George. Hi, the other one.
Now, if you listen to the show for any period of time, you know that we run into the Skinlonens from time to time. Sometimes you guys are at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you're here at training camp trying to make the team. But we were told that just one of you is playing and one of you is on the broadcast crew now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm no longer playing. I'm Rick, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You're the small one.
I'm the small one. I'm under 6 feet.
I'm 5'11".
Yeah, I say I'm 6 feet, but I'm really about 5'6".
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
And I weigh about a buck 20.
And you had a long and productive NFL career, but you're done?
Yeah, I'm done. I think I tore up my knee playing pickup ball and basketball the other day, and so I'm done.
So you're on the broadcast crew now.
Well, I don't know if a lot of the Cowboy fans know this, but they always do this. Every training camp, they bring in someone for camp to battle the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, kind of like a camp quarterback.
You know? It's like a competition.
Yeah,
so,
to keep Brad sharp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm trying to beat out Brad Sham for the play-by-play job.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think it's time for a change of play-by-play because the Cowboys can't get it done anymore with Brad Sham back there.
He's been doing it a long time.
He's old. I mean, look, there are several reasons why they need to change. Number one, Brad Sham is so effing arrogant, it makes me sick.
Wow.
He thinks he's smarter than me just because he reads newspapers and studies stuff.
He is pretty up on this Cowboy trivia and stuff.
Number two, he's an over-enunciator.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he just say, I don't know, he over-enunciates words, and fans want to hear someone who sounds like them and who sounds more like a common man than me.
Yeah.
Don't you think your voice might hold you back, though, when it comes to play-by-play?
What do you mean his voice? What's wrong with his voice?
Well, nothing, I guess. I'm sorry. Oh. Continue.
Well, Nick is trying to make it in the broadcast booth.
Uh-huh.
Rick.
Rick. I'm Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm back for my 19th season in the National Football League.
Wow. Well, congratulations. You have had one long career.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the joys of being a deep in camp, trying to beat out L.P. Latasaur.
your rival here at camp is the incumbent at deep snapper.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So how's that going?
I really have no chance of making the team, I don't think.
Why do you say that?
Well, because L.P. is really good at it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, every snap is a look of perfection,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a short snap or a long snap.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I'm so old now, I can barely get it back. You remember when you played touch football, and the guy was such a bad center that he, went side saddle and snapped it back?
You can't even go between your legs anymore?
I can't. I can't even see back there, and I usually hit a thigh or something. So now I...
Side saddle snapper.
I go side saddle, and man, Joe DiCamillo hates that. He hates me so much. The special teams coach, who has a big attention to detail,
uh-huh.
he doesn't like that I side saddle snap.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And half the time it rolls back there, so I'm probably going to just keep doing what I've been doing for the last 6 months.
What is that?
I'm a park ranger at the Alamo.
Oh, you've been living here?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you do there at the Alamo?
Well, I don't really do security so much as I just kind of...
Give tours.
Yeah, I give tours, and I mean, my speech is basically the same every day. I say, hi, folks, welcome to the Alamo, where nothing's really changed for the last 150 years. It's still an old mission surrounded by...
Okay.
Surrounded by a thousand.
Stop it. That's an offensive joke. I keep telling you to stop saying that.
Well, it gets laughs.
Yeah, but
So Nick, Junior, he liked it.
Yeah, I get the laughs from certain people.
So, Nick, you're a tour guide. Doesn't your voice hold you back that job?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? What's wrong with his voice?
Not really.
I guess nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And you know, Nick has a very clever line at these given tours at the Alamo. You know, when you're a former athlete or a current athlete, you always try to work in sports terminology.
Right.
Sure.
Just to kind of keep it, you know, hip.
Right.
Listen at this great line that Nick came up with in order to introduce people when they walk in the Alamo.
This is the Alamo, where basically our forefathers deep snapped us into Texas independence.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh, tie in, so maybe people will ask you about your career and whatnot.
It's so catchy, but no one ever asked about it.
And then I'll bend over and deep snap one over the south wall barracks. You know?
He got in trouble for doing that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I put it through a 200-year-old stained glass window. Yeah. The daughters of the Republic. Republican Texans are really dick
dangling. Trouble seems to find you, Skinlon.
They
want
to be fired.
He put some cardboard up there to cover it.
Let me ask you, Skinlon and brothers, did you have any interfacing with Kim Kardashian here at camp yesterday?
Well, I did, you know, because I was on the field practicing.
Uh-huh.
And she is distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not bad to look at, you
right.
know what I mean? And when I did, Miles Austin got so dicked.
He saw you staring at her?
Well, yeah, and I kind of have a reputation for being a ladies' man.
Uh-huh.
So he said, hey, Skinlon, and stay away from my girl.
Oh, really?
Like, hey, man, I'm just looking, you know?
You're so much bigger than Miles Austin.
Oh, yeah, I kick his ass.
Rick, did you see it?
He punched Nick in the throat.
Miles Austin did?
Yeah.
Yes, and that could have hurt his voice.
I know.
And your voice is very valuable because you use it in your job.
I use it in my job. And at the Alamo someday, I hope they follow my brother and go into broadcasting.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, my voice is insured for $1 million.
It is.
Yeah.
That is an amazing note.
Come on, Goodyear. Do some play-by-play real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see how your chance of beating Brad out is. Yeah.
Tony Romo is back for the pass. He's going to pass it to, I think, Miles Austin now. And Miles Austin, he catches the ball. And he ran out of bounds, and it was a good catch.
See, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I do have to say, though, you sounded a little gay.
What? I did?
Yeah, just a little bit.
How about this?
Well,
who catches the ball on kickoff?
Well, I don't know. I guess it could be Dez Bryant
or
Felix Jones.
This is what it would sound like. Dez Bryant catches the kickoff in the end zone. He runs out to the one. To the two, to the three, to the four,
to the five,
to the six, to the seven, to the eight, to the nine, to the 10, to the 11, to the 12.
Dez sounds really slow.
All the way out to the 13 now. He's hit the 14.
I think, Rick,
he's
I think we get the idea.
The 15,
yeah, but see how descriptive he is.
And the 11,
Brad
and the 18, and the 19.
Brad can't do that?
No.
And the
21. I don't think Brad will
and the
do 22. That.
It's,
what's the point?
and the
okay, we get the idea, Rick. Hey, we got to run, but
thank you.
It's great to see you guys again.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure. Nick, good luck in making the team. Rick,
thank
good
you.
Luck in making the broadcast crew.
Thanks for having us on.
There they go, the Skinlon brothers. Another visit with them at training camp. It's 8:51 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sorry.
We'll check in on the latest of the Rangers sale and the auction here.